When Barbara Weber retired earlier this year after 27 years in corrections with the Duval County Sheriff's Department, she immediately started planning a road trip to Alaska.
That was my bucket list. I traveled with four other campers, some retirees. We all got together. They were all waiting for me to retire. I was the last one.
Driving through thousands of miles of wilderness was the ideal retirement for Barbara.
Well, I've always been outdoorsy. I love sports. I love going and doing all kinds of things, whether it's kayaking, biking, hiking, dirt biking.
She's not exactly a leisurely camper either. Barbara Weber won the title of toughest cop alive at the International Law Enforcement Games some years ago.
I competed overseas at the toughest cop alive competition. It's an international games for law enforcement. 3 mile run, 100 meter sprint, 100 meter swim, shot put, bench press, optical course, and a 20 foot rope climb. I've won it for several years. In fact, I think I still hold the record.
The question of whether she's still the toughest cop alive may have been put to rest during the return from Alaska when she set her own broken bones in the middle of the Rockies. Grizzly bears were closer to her than any human.
I broke my wrist mountain biking Yellowstone. About 12 miles in by myself, I realized, ooh, boy, it's pretty bad. My fingers were starting to turn blue. I reached down. I just pulled it back into place the best I could because I knew I wouldn't be able to do it again. Certainly didn't want to pass out being out there. So I reset it. I could not make any phone calls. I used my alert whistle. There really wasn't anybody within range. I placed some sticks on the back side of it, and I wrapped my windbreaker around my wrist. The fastest way to get out was to ride my bike. Not to mention I wasn't about to leave my $5,000 bicycle out there. Lowered the seat as low as I could, get my balance, as I only had one hand on the handlebar, and I rode out 12 miles back out towards the trailhead.
Barbara was driven 70 miles to the nearest hospital, and her wrist is healed. She's now a partner in a new company started by a friend that will send her right back into the wilderness with her mountain bike and groups of explorers.
Patty Foster called me and asked me if I wanted to go into business with her and two other partners for Extreme Outdoor Enterprises. We are in the process of building that company right now.
She has some simple advice for anyone, but especially women, who want to get outside more.
Find something that you think that you're really going to enjoy because it's the outdoors. It's absolutely wonderful out there.
Barbara Weber knows what she wants to do in her retirement. And it doesn't involve a lot of sitting around.
Taking a group out kayaking or taking a group out backpacking, taking a group out mountain biking. I love mountain biking. Get people involved in the great outdoors. You know, we have wonderful things out there. A lot of kids nowadays are sitting inside playing their video games and running through the woods on TV when they could be doing it for real. It's out there.
This is Closing the Loop for WJCT News. I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, local specialists in carpet, grout, and upholstery cleaning.